أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، اللهم اهدنا لصالح الأعمال فإنه لا يهدي إليها إلا أنت، وأنت الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد القادر القدير المقتدر العزيز العليم الحكيم الخبير السميع البصير القادر القدير المقتدر الفعال لما يريد. أما بعد، اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تفتح بها علينا أبواب رحمتك ورضاك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بعدد من صلى عليه، وبعدد من لم يصلي عليه، وبالعدد الذي ينبغي الصلاة عليه، وبالعدد الذي تحب أن يصلى عليه. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, the Ummah in a mini crisis. Some and different websites, they have now what call it chat, and another one they have what they call it forum. And some groups, they ask me to join their forum. And many scholars in the market, may Allah forgive them, they supporting this kind of forum and chatting. I said to myself, let me look, let me check. How is it? I'm not familiar with it. And I find out the forum is a person who asks question, and everybody answer. The person asks question and everybody answer. Meaning anybody can ask question and anybody can answer. Who will answer the question? You do not know. Where he get it from, you do not know. And if you are talking, they tell you, quote from Quran and Hadith Sahih al-Bukhari. The Ummah in crisis. People talk, people listen, people give fatwa, people answer each other. And an Ummah has no respect for the elder, no respect for the scholar, no respect even for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot of people claim what the Denmark did and what the cartoon people did is a big crime against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ultimate criminal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is us. The one we claim we are a Muslim and following him. Because every time any one of us behave, people said, look, look to the Muslim. Look. Look to their behavior. Behavior. Manner. Conduct. Tell me now, this forum, running by which law? Which law you using? Which manner are you using? Who teach you the manner of asking an answer? Are you following the sunnah? Do you have the manner? Do you have the right knowledge? What is spreading? Some people said, everybody give his opinion. And if you go to the early time, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have a manner. When somebody asks anybody question, and three or four of them next to each other, When a person coming asking the question, he go, for example, to companion one. The companion one, he said, please let me go. I do not know. Ask my brother, companion two. And the companion two said, ask companion three. Companion three asked for companion four. And everybody scared to talk. Everybody scared to talk. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scared to talk. And what we do? We talk. When we go to the masajid, everybody want to be the leader. Everybody want to be the imam. And the early people said, إذا رأيت الرجل يتقدم إلى الصلاة فهذا جاهل فأخروه وإذا رأيت الرجل يتأخر من الصلاة فهذا تقي فقدموه. If you find a man running to lead salah, he's an ignorant. Get him out. And if you find a man running away from leading salah, he fear Allah, bring him in. To the point, the people lead salah in the early days, they used to cry and said, please, choose somebody else. I do not want this responsibility. What I'm going to tell you today is something is a crisis in the ummah. Individual, collective, husband, wife, a man, daughter, brother, everybody, even may Allah forgive me, including a lot of our learned people. What is it? Manner. Manner and conduct in Islam with Muslim and non-Muslim, with everybody. I will share something with you, honest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 years ago, I have a big crisis in my own life. I ask Allah to guide me. I ask Allah to show me what's going on. And at this time, I was in a place, I have a small box containing some of my books. And all of a sudden, I saw these books. This book's called, like you see, if anybody know Arabic, he will know what it means. It's called Makarimul Akhlaq, the jewel and the crown of manner, by one imam, his name Imam Ibn Abi Dunya, rahmatullahi alayh wa radiyallahu anhu, insha'Allah. And the whole book about only one topic, the manner and the crown and jewel of manner. And I ask Allah to guide me, to show me what's going on. What you want from me, Allah? Please, Ya Allah, don't let me do what I like to do. And let me do what you like me to do. And make me please with what you want me to do. And don't make me rebellious against what you want me to do. And oh Allah, please forgive me. And don't let me do what I like to do. Because I know. What I like to do is full of shayateen. What Allah want me to do is what His guidance. But how I know? How I know what I want? How I know which one is the way? Very simple. The early scholars, they said, what you like to do is your mischief inside it, is what is wrong. What you do not like to do and you hate it is good for you. What you hate is good for you. What you like to do is bad for you. Because always the nafs wants the easy way. And always Allah chooses for us what against our nafs, to check our iman. And this, we are in bankruptcy of manner, meaning bankruptcy of iman. Individual and collective. Today, when I look at this form, running by whom? Who is the mediator? Who is the one to choose what is what? Who is the one answer and who is the one asking? And all of a sudden, when I look at it, I between laugh, cry, and want to scream. What's the difference between this topic and Ramadan? Who will make the decision about the Hilal? When the cartoon happened in Denmark, and somebody sent me an email containing Sheikh Imam Hamza Yusuf in a television of Denmark. And the anchor of the program, he said, "Excuse me, who are you? Who we listen to? Where is your imam? Where is the speaker on behalf of the Muslim? Is Denmark has a speaker? Is London have a speaker? Is America has a speaker? Is our scholar, may Allah forgive them, get together and said, let's elect imam among us to be the speaker of the ummah? We complain about our government. We complain about different government. We complain about kuffar. We complain about non-Muslim. We complain about everybody. But who's a criminal? If we claim we follow the sunnah, how can be 15, 20,000 sheikh in one town and everybody giving his own opinion? Why our scholar would not get together and sit down and unify their own voice? Why me as an individual, when I have a problem, I go to a learned person and ask him what to do? And if I'm now an ignorant person or a non-Muslim or a wacko Muslim or a bye-bye Muslim going to one of these forums and asking the question, who will give me the answer? And if 10 people give me the answer, which one I choose? With what basic I have? Do you know this is Islam, what it means? Betrayed the amana. Khiyanatul amana. The knowledge has amana. What kind of knowledge you have? Who give you the right to talk? Who give you the right to answer? And this sign of the sign of the Day of Judgment. The most talker will be the most ignorant. They will lead people and people will follow, and both of them go to Jahannam. And as many ahadith, I will not mention it, you mention it. You go check in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and you forget how many sahih, and how many book of ahadith. Where is the manner of seeking knowledge? Where is the adab? Where is the akhlaq? Where is the respect of whom we taking knowledge from? And how I trust whom give me the answer? I do not know who is a person. What ignorant more than that? When everybody talk and everybody listen and everybody is a minya, is a zoo. Like one non-Muslim. He's a mechanic. German root. One time I go fixing my car and he tell me something I cannot answer. You know what he tell me? He tell me your people like hungry dogs running after bones. I said, why you talk like that? He said, go to internet. See how they argue with each other and keep screaming and argue to each other. I go looking for something, I get confused. What message we give it to people? We want the non-Muslim to listen to us. We want the non-Muslim to respect us. And we forget listening and respect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go again to all the verses in Quran about dignity, about respect, about elevation. Respect, elevation, and all this from whom? From Allah. Allah give you respect. Allah disgrace you. It's not people. It's not government. It's nobody. Like one sheikh used to say in the early days, a mu'min will be tested, but will never be disgraced. If you disgraced, you're not in the state of Iman. Something wrong with you. And what's wrong is not your manner now anymore. Is your Iman. Is the roots of your Iman. Now we have to ask ourselves, where are we going? When I look to all these young people, and non-Muslim, going to all this chatting and all this forum, looking for the truth, and this is suspected, we are the people of the truth. But everybody talk according to his knowledge, according to his understanding. Do we fear Allah? Do we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? If we fear Allah and we love Allah, is this a form of a Muslim? The knowledge of Islam becoming like a zoo? Or becoming like, what do you call it, when you go to an auction? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Who going to pay more? Who? And now I know. I do not know. Who's talking? Everybody coming with his own idea. Everybody coming with his own knowledge. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we are in the ultimate crisis. Crisis of Iman. Crisis of manner. Crisis of adab. Crisis of akhlaq. Crisis of seeking knowledge. What's the value of a nation? Have no respect for the elder. What value of a nation? Have no value of their own history. What value of a nation? When the younger have no respect for the elder. Go again. Find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not going to quote. Go check it out. How many in this topic? Now, Imam Ibn Abi Dunya in his book, and Imam Ibn Abi Dunya, he's an Imam, he died approximately around 400 Hijri. And actually he died exactly 281 Hijri. 281 Hijri, meaning almost 1200 years ago. And what he did, he put in his book the first topic. Let's see the first topic and what he said. The first topic he said, كرم المرء دينه ومروءته عقله وحسبه خلقه. The dignity of a person, his own deen. And his level in this life according to his mind. And his status in this life according to his manner. Meaning you want to know who you are? Look at your manner. And somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من أكرم الناس? Who's the most elevated man in the eye of Allah in this life and hereafter? He said, أتقاهم. The one who have taqwa. Who have the one fear of Allah and respect to Allah. Like my father, rahmatullah alayhi, he always tell me, if you see a man have no fear of Allah, you think he will fear you? If you see a person has no respect of Allah, he will respect you? If you see a man do not love Allah, he will love you? If you see a person do not care about his own soul and where he go, he will care about you? Because a mu'min, if you study what the quality of a mu'min and you apply it to us, we will have a question mark about ourselves. And when I ask Allah for guidance, I came to this conclusion. What's the conclusion? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it loud and clear. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمْ مَحَاسِنِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I came, Allah sent me to complete and perfect it, the manner. And as many a hadith about that is the most closest people to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hereafter, whom? The one with manner. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of the person with a good manner, he can be elevated to the level of a sa'im al-qa'im. The person with a good manner, he reaches the level of the one fasting all his life and get up all his life. Who just with good manner. You will be written as fasting all day and get up at night all night, just with good manner. You can reach this level. One of the hadith also, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to somebody, after the person asked him a question, he said to him, إِنِّي رَجُلٌ أُحُبُّ أَنْ أُحْمَدْ. I am a man, I love to be praised. And I fear from my nafs. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said of the meaning of, وَمَا يَمْنَعُكَ أَن تَعِيشَ حَمِيدًا وَتَمُوتَ فَقِيدًا. Why? Why are you afraid of that? When you can be living, people degrading you and thanking you and praising you, and when you die, people will miss you. Now, think about it. If I live, is people really love me? If people respect me? Is people care about me? Is people talk about my good manner and good behavior? Is many a hadith about this topic, about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the meaning of, he said, a man will not die until Allah show him his place in Jannah or Hellfire. How? He let him hear the goodness in his ear about himself or the badness of him in his ear too. Now ask yourself, is people love me? Is people care for me? Is people remember me with goodness? What quality I'm leaving? What legacy I'm leaving? Like my father used to tell me, the person die and his manner never die. A person die and his manner never die. Either people will curse you after you die, or people will praise you after you die. When one person asks another person about a verse in Quran, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخَرِينَ, and another one, وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, this about Yunus alayhi salam and about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And one of the companion, he said, you are now drowning yourself in a deep sea. Do you know what it means? He said, no. He said, it means Allah leave you from this dunya with a good news. What is the good news? People talk about you. People talk goodness about you. Today, we always quote, Allah said, Rasulullah Sallam said, companion said, they did. What about us? Did we think about our action? We complain about non-Muslim all over. What about us? This is what I do not understand. what we leaving as a legacy and manner. And another hadith, and this hadith has been reported at least 18, 17 riwayah, different ways. And the main hadith is very basic. What is it? Is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person ask him, question about what is the best people in this earth? He said, can I teach you and let you know about the best people in this earth and the best one in the hereafter? ألا أخبرك بأفضل أخلاق أهل الدنيا وأهل الآخرة؟ أن تصل من قطعك وتعطي من حرمك وتعفو عن من ظلمك. To join whom cut you and give whom deny you and forgive whom do wrong to you. This is the principle Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left it to us. When I was reading about this hadith over and over again, because almost like 4 or 5 pages reporting the same hadith from different report and different author and different companion, I came to a conclusion. What Allah wants us to do? He wants us to forgive whom wronged to us. And be good to whom deny us. And give whom they are wrong to us. Look at this. It's all against the nafs. Why? When one sheikh, he was teaching us long time that, and somebody asked him why. He said, because when you go to against your nafs, you have ikhlas. This is the root of sincerity. If you look in the root of sincerity, it's opposite of what you like. And you will never able to do it unless you are honest abd. If you are abd to Allah, it's easy to do it. If you are abd to yourself and shaitan, you will never able to do it. Take it from me. If you are abd to Allah, if you slave to Allah, it's easy to do it. And if you are abd, slave to yourself and shaitan, it's very difficult to do it. Now ask yourself, which one is easy to my nafs? Forgiving is easy, or revenge is easy? Calculate goodness or calculate badness? Like Luqman al-Hakim, the wise man Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran, what he said to his kids before he died. He said, Ya Bunay, O my son, I will teach you 4. 2 you remember and 2 you forget. Remember 2 and forget 2. Remember Allah and remember death. And forget your goodness to people. And forget the badness people do to you. It's the opposite of what we like. We like a tab in the shoulder. We like a cup of tea. We like, oh, mashallah, you know, you're so good. If somebody do not give me a tab in the shoulder, I give him a box in his face, you know. And if I'm a wife, I give him a nice dish in his head. You know, or I give him banana slip underneath his feet. You know, tell him go. Broken feet, inshallah. This is how we think. You see? Back home, they will get you a clay, big bottle and hit it in your head. And said, go. This is our manner. This is the manner of a Muslim. And we want people to imitate us. We said, okay, come. I want to talk to you about Islam. And the non-Muslim tell me, please, run away, go. I do not want to be like you. Excuse me, go to the zoo. You see? Really? So no Muslim looking at us? What is barbarian doing? And we doing da'wah. Da'wah what? You know, subhanAllah, da'wah what? How you do da'wah when you need da'wah by yourself? Messenger and Prophet has to have the ultimate manner, conduct, behavior, forgiveness. Why? They are carrying a message. They are a role model. Today we do da'wah in internet. Do you know why we do da'wah on internet? We cannot face people. We're hiding behind the screen. We said, excuse me, take da'wah, but don't look at me. I'm dangerous. Don't look. Dangerous to your health. Really? Because if you dare to do da'wah face to face, you will do da'wah with your manner, your conduct, your money, with your generosity. And at this time, people will be attracted to you. Said, I like to be like you. Now, how many non-Muslims came to you face to face and tell you, I like to be like you? Do we have the right manner and conduct? Is this not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is this not the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is this not the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We love Rasulullah, we love Rasulullah, everybody we love. If you love Rasulullah, where's the manner of Rasulullah? Where's the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where's at least basic little bit element of manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, of the meaning of, لَنْ يَنَالَ عَبْدٌ صَرِيحَ الْإِيمَانَ حَتَّى يَصَلْ مَنْ قَطَعَ. You will not reach the true iman until you join whom cut you. وَيَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَ. And forgive those who are nasty to him. وَيَغْفِرَ لِمَنْ شَتَمَ. And forgive those who are insulting him. وَيُحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْهِ. And be good to those who are bad to you. Please ask yourself, how much iman I have? If is this too difficult for you, ask yourself why. And be honest. Why? Oh, the person is the person. We know that. Rasulullah said it's bad. Rasulullah Sami said it. Those who insult you, those who are bad to you. Meaning, you have to be bad to me to I be good to you. Because if you good to me, it's not belong to this hadith. But you did this and did. If you say that, I will tell you are a liar. You are a hypocrite and you have no iman. Because if you have iman, how you can have a list against the other side? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, whoever go to bed and he put his head in a pillow and have nothing in his heart against anybody, he loved me and he will be with me in Jannah. Now, if you have nothing to me in your heart, if you have nothing against me, how come all of a sudden you have a list against me? Husband do it to wife. Wife do it to husband. The brother do it to his brother. The brother do it to his sister. Sister do it. The people in the local area. The sheikh against sheikh. The whole ummah is bing bong. Maybe in England or something you call it racquetball. By this way, either we bing bong, racquetball, or boxing match. Is this the sunnah of Rasulullah? Is this the message we give it to people? If I fail to obey Rasulullah in the basic, what left? How I claim people listen to me? Excuse me. Listen to me. How I do that? Can I beat you up and tell you listen to me? Can I insult you until you listen to me? Can I scream to you until you listen to me? Or I have to earn it. Respect people to earn it. The whole ummah screaming. In internet and all over and meeting. Oh people, listen to us. They will never listen to you. Because listening to you, it have to be earn it. And the first stage to earn it between you and Allah. If you have real taqwa, if you have iman, Allah give you izzah. Allah give you dignity. Allah give you respect. Allah elevate you. You do not have to yell. You do not have to scream. Why? Because respect and dignity will be given to you. If you have no dignity and no respect, meaning what? What's the opposite of that? Disgrace. Allah put you down. Why? He's the one. He's the one he elevate. He's the one he put you down. Allah al-Aziz, al-Mu'izz, al-Mudhil. The one who give dignity and he give disgrace. Al-Rafi' al-Khafid. The one who elevate, Allah who put you down. Is Allah is the owner of this quality. By this way, what we do, don't blame nobody. Do you see? All over. What it mean? Once you go to a building now and find people screaming to each other, you know who they are? Muslim. Or called supposed to be Muslim. Screaming and fighting and shouting and this and yelling. Imagine, what about my neighbor? What do you think about me? And after that I tell him, come be like me. Like one time I was giving dawah, supposed to be, almost 20 years ago, to one nun, non-Muslim, Christian. And she asked me a beautiful question. She made me paralyzed. She said, if you have the truth, you have a quality I do not have. Tell me what the quality you have I do not have. I will join you. I said, forgive me. I'm just a talker. She said, please, I will give you advice. Go build the quality first. And if you build the quality, you do not have to talk. People will be attracted to you. And God, the when you believe in Him, He will give you dignity. And people will listen to you. Don't worry about talking to me. Go build the quality. Because if you have the quality, I will be attracted to you. I will come and want you to talk to me. Quality, manner, akhlaq, conduct. Where we are today? Individual or collective as an ummah. And if the way even we seek knowledge today is completely against the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is many a hadith about seeking knowledge and seeking manner for those you're gaining knowledge from is a way to sit to seek knowledge. From whom you're seeking knowledge from? We have no value. Everybody talk. It become like an argue match and you call this seeking knowledge. Open field. And some people call it, what do you call it? Zakat technology? Cutting edge. This you call it cutting edge technology. We have to use the cutting edge technology. Meaning fighting and arguing with each other become cutting edge technology. Wallahi, I do not know what to do. We are in a fitna beyond our imagination. Tell me now if I'm a non-Muslim. Belong to a newspaper, or a magazine, or a television station, and I go to 12, 15 learned person in one town. Everybody give me a different opinion and different understanding. What do you want me to believe? What message I receive? If I'm non-Muslim, or a bye-bye Muslim, or whatever it is, I come into your website, I ask a question, and 10 people give me answer. What message you give me? Who I am listening to? And if I do not have any basic knowledge, what do you want me to do? How I can theft and analyze this knowledge and see who is talking the truth? And if you're supposed to be a responsible and respected site carrying the truth, how come you have too many voices? How many times I have to now shopping in the market? Some people tell me I have to shop. I go between every website, try to collect. What message are we giving to mankind? Is a minya? Is like haircut? Really, it's a fashion now. One person did a form, everybody form. Chat. Let's chat today. It's like a coffee shop. If we respect our time, if we respect the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this the way we behave? Is this a message we send it to mankind? You complain about the cartoon? What about we? We become worse than the cartoon. Because if we have the right manner and conduct, this will never happen. People will give us dignity and elevation, will have respect for us. Like one scholar used to said, if you find Muslim in the Ummah has been disgraced and their place is disgraced, did the thermometer of Allah disgracing them? Collective or individual? The root of knowledge is manner. The ending of knowledge is manner. This deen, full, the whole thing is manner. Akhlaq, adab. Tell me now, if the way we seek knowledge is against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way we living is not according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way we talk to each other has no basic respect and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and after that we argue, and we said we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How? How? Are we a liar, or a blind, or a hypocrite, or out of mind? We have no respect for Islam. We cannot even say the truth. Said, oh people, we are so bad. We too far. And if you claim you are the man of knowledge, where's your manner? Where's the manner of your student? What message you give it to everybody? Everybody today waiting for what? For quality people can be the role model. Can be the one. People said, excuse me, this is the one. I'm looking for that. Is a non-Muslim look at you and said, I'm looking for you. I love your manner. I love your conduct. I love your integrity. Or Islam become an open speech, empty, has no any substance, has no truth inside. Like one sister, may Allah forgive her. One time, 5-6 years ago, she tell me, what is the power of a speech? Can you teach me how I have the power of a speech? I think, what to tell her? And I remember, you want the power of speech? Be honest in what you say. Have ikhlas in what you say. Allah give you the power of speech. The power of speech is not a microphone. It's not screaming. It's not yelling. It's not your money. It's not your status. It's not your degree. The companion have no clothing, but they have the power of speech. They have no Lexus and Cadillac. Or if you are in Europe, Jaguar and Rolls Royce, or Lamborghini, or Ferrari, or Maserati. No, they have a camel. They have a mule. They have nothing. They have no slipper. But when they talk, everybody listen. Who gave them this power? The owner of power. Our audience, I'm sure you're listening to another show. This show is almost every day. This is a reality. If we have the people, if we have tranquility, if we have angel, what we produce? Because angel is manner. Shayateen is arrogant, stubbornness, ague, anger. If you remember Allah, Allah is the owner of power. He's the owner of quality. He's the owner of everything He will give you. And if you far away from Allah, what will happen? You are close to shayateen. Follow your nafs. No power, no dignity, no respect, no manner. Like I was reading one time, Imam al-Qurtubi, rahmatullah alayhi, one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is the wife will be the leader and the man will be like a sheep. And when I look, why? He said the man has no fear of Allah. If the man has no fear of Allah, Allah make his wife to become his leader. And he cannot talk, have no dignity. And if you are fearing Allah, Allah let your wife respecting you. Allah let your wife respecting you. Like one companion, he used to said, and tabi'a tabi'in and tabi'in, you have the same sentence. He said, I know my relationship between me and Allah in the manner of my mule. One time, one of them was sitting in a mule. The mule got angry, he popped him out, he fell down. He didn't beat the mule. He didn't curse the mule. He said, this is my bad manner, I know. I know when I made a mistake, what happened. You see, right away, go back to whom? Yourself. We forget the main verse in Quran is repeated many times. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of any nation or individual unless they change what? Inside. You change inside, Allah change outside. Today the whole ummah running after outside. Everybody blaming everybody, but nobody blaming himself. I bear witness to Allah. One time I was sitting in the masjid, and in my heart I'm blaming everybody. And one sheikh I used to know him at this time, I always do not like mention names for a purpose Allah only know. He came to me, and I didn't know him. He said, can I tell you something? I said, what? He said, you're blaming everybody. I said, how you know? He said, I'm looking at your face. You're upset. I said, you're right. He said, why are you upset? He said, I'm sitting of all this action. This sheikh started crying. He said, if you understand Islam, the ultimate one you're upset about is yourself. Because if you have the quality, Allah will make you the leader now. He said, when you see condition like that, don't blame except yourself. He said, if you have the quality, this not will happen. And he cried. And he started telling me, and I am the one who talked to you, I have to do the same. Because if we have the quality, this not will be the condition. He said, the companion used to enter a town. A few people change the whole town overnight. A few people change the condition of all town overnight. And we fail even to change the condition of a cat or a dog. And we're beating, we're screaming. And if you study from psychology, is screaming and beating what? A sign of weakness. A sign of frustration. What it means? You have no knowledge. You have no quality, you're frustrated. You go to the majority of supposed to be Muslim family, you find the mother or the father, and everybody's screaming. Why are you screaming? Meaning no manner, no iman, no yaqeen, no wisdom, no understanding, no basic of anything, and most of all, no respect. Like one Khalifa, he was very famous by being very, very tough. And when he walked, everybody scared from him. And he entered in a scholar, and a scholar have his feet, you know, lying down in the front of his face. And everybody get up to give him salam, and he did not get up. And the Khalifa starts sweating. And he go to the scholar, and he said, when people see me, this wit is scared from me and shiver. And when I see you, I shiver from you. When I people see me, they stand up for me. And when I see you, I want to sit down in the front of you. And you never get up. He said, how you do that? He said, I fear Allah. Allah make you fear me. And if I become like you, I get up for you. He start crying. Yes, but we do not understand. If you understand who's Hakim, Allah is Hakim. Any condition happen, do not happen without the will of Allah. Allah is Alim. He know, He see, He watch, He hear, and He's Hakim. Meaning He know what's going on. Now why Allah do not give us victory? Why Allah do not give us elevation? Why Allah do not give us dignity? Can I go beg you and tell you, excuse me, please? Can you give me some dignity? Please, give me some victory? Please? Or we go, excuse me, give me dignity. Excuse me, you have to. You have to? Who said that? Only the lunatic of today. The one called Al-Mutamaslimin. Because if we Muslim, we understand dignity, elevation, respect, love, devotion, all this victory is all quality coming from whom? The only one. What his name? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the owner of quality, he's the owner of victory, he's the owner of power, he's the owner of quality, he's the owner of manner. If you have some, meaning you are belong to Allah. If you do not have some, you are too far from Allah. At this time, what we do? We do istighfar. We do tawbah. We go back to Allah. If we slave to Allah, Allah slaves the whole earth for us. Like in Hadith al-Qudsi of Rasulullah SAW, he said it of the meaning of Allah, he called, أَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ وَالدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. You are created for the hereafter. And dunya is created for you. If you belong to Allah, Allah brings dunya underneath your feet. And if you're running after dunya, you lose akhirah and you will not get nothing. And you keep running and no ending. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, if you do not like what you hear, ask yourself why. And if you like what you hear, ask yourself why. And if you do not believe me, don't worry about it. If you want authentic hadith, go look for it. If you want verses in Quran, Quran full of it. Go. Go see. And if you do not know where to look, very simple. Buy Quran index, Fihris al-Quran. They have it in Arabic, they have it in English, they have it in French. And go under word dignity. See who's the owner of that. Go under word power, quwwah. See who's the owner of that. Elevation, who's the owner of that. Victory, who's the owner of that. Wisdom, who's the owner of that. Go look. And if you claim Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your Rasul, is your messenger, and you love him, ask yourself, if I die tonight, can I meet him? And said, the people around me is so happy with me, happy with my manner, happy with my conduct. They love to be like me. They're so affected by me. They love Islam and Muslim because of my manner. And what we give to the non-Muslim. Now, a lot of Muslims by million and million living in Europe and Australia and overseas and America. And what we give them? What we show them? What kind of manner and conduct we have in our living, in our manner, and everywhere? How we can talk to them when we lost it? Who will give us? Is the agio? 55 million website, Islamic website. 55 million. And another of them, 65 million Islamic website. If you don't believe me, go. Type just in Google Islam. See how many websites will show up. Muslim, how many types will show up? Islamic, how many websites will show up? How many messages? How many books? How many library? How many chatting? How many forum? How many agio? We should thank non-Muslim not to put us in a zoo. Really. Because what impact we give them? The impact coming from your manner. And your manner coming from your iman. And your iman coming from the reality of the believing in Allah and death and the day of judgment. Because if we believe, we have angel writing. If we believe, we're going to meet Allah. If we believe, our books might never been erased. If Allah does not forgive us and give us af, where we go? My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, wake up before it's too late. Too late when the moment of death come. And was written against you and to you is written. You cannot erase it. And believe me, today, we're too far from the basic. I'm calling for the basic of the basic. The reality of Iman, the reality of Islam, and the reality of manner and conduct, adab and akhlaq. This is the roots and the soul of Islam. Today, if all of us be quiet, but behave as a true Muslim, this will not be the condition of the Ummah. I call everybody today. We are responsible of our status. Nobody is responsible. We are responsible. Each one of us responsible. I am the first one guilty. I am a criminal. Because if I have the quality, I will not be talking to you. Our condition will be different. I will collect every scholar in every town and I let them meet together. And they elect emir or imam among them. Whoever deny, I have to cut his head off. Because it cannot be too many fatwa in one town. Too many ideas. May Allah forgive our scholar and let them wake up before it's too late. They are responsible of the division of the ummah. And we are responsible of allowing them to be like that. Why? Because we like it. Because we're sick. If we're good, Allah sent a scholar like us. And we're still running after politics. After government. And we forget, like one sheikh, when I was very young, he said, you see, we complain about the government. What about the government of the house? You know? If we fail to have the right government of the house, why we complain about the government of the country? It's easy to complain if we fail to have the first nucleus of any government. What is it? Husband and wife. If we fail to have a harmony government, why we complain about our government? Our government is just a mirror of us. Don't complain about nobody. If we, every one of us, complain about himself first, and we make a real effort of changing, this will be the first miracle and first journey and first victory for all the Muslim and non-Muslim and the whole Ummah. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, please, let's go back to the roots of our Iman and the reality of our Iman and the reality of knowledge. Because the reality of knowledge is manner. The reality of Iman is manner. The most closest people to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter unto Allah, the most one among them was manner. أقربكم إلي مجلسا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. The most one closer to me in the day of judgment, the most one with good manner. Can I complain about anybody? No way. Is no one verse, is no one hadith, it tell you complain about nobody. Like the early scholar used to say, the one who complains is the ultimate criminal. Because if you have vision, if you have basira, if you have real light, nur from Allah, you will complain about whom? Yourself. And you said, forgive me. I'm the guilty one. And I promise you, the moment you humble yourself, because this the whole thing is humble. Humble and humility. You know what humble and humility is? تواضع. من تواضع لله رفع. Whoever humble himself to Allah, Allah elevate him. And whoever arrogant, Allah cut him. Finish him. Now ask yourself today, everyone, do we have humble and humility? Or we have arrogance. If you have arrogance, the quality of whom? Shaitan. And if you have humble and humility, Allah promised to elevate you. He promised. Imagine now, who I listen to? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah or me and my shaitan? Each one of us now have opportunity to check himself. He or she. Is me ready to humble? Is me ready to forgive? Is me ready to be good? Is me ready to thanks and remember goodness? If you do so, you have Iman. If you cannot do it, may Allah forgive us. We have no Iman. None. Even if you pray and fasting and do to Hajj. Because this is the right of Iman. This is a signal. This is a thermometer of Iman. How much manner you have. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, he was leaving one time the masjid after Fajr. Imam Shafi'i, a lot of people heard about him, one of the four imam, and somebody tell him, a drunk person, he said, "Ya imam," he said, "What is it?" He said, "Innaka fasiqun fajr." You are fasiq, you are fajr, you are a sinner, you are dirty. The Imam Shafi'i, what he did, he cried. And he raised his hand to Allah. And he said, Allah, if what he said is true, forgive me, Allah. And clean me from what he said. And if what he said is not true, forgive him, ya Allah. This is the manner of Islam. The manner of Islam, I cannot deal with you according to you. You're not my teacher. My teacher is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who give us the knowledge. I'm a slave to Allah and Allah give me the knowledge to do adab according to him. And he give me my main teacher, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, can I talk to non-Muslim and tell him, listen to me? No. I have to give them my action first. My manner and behavior. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, I beg you for Allah, if you believe in Allah. I beg you for Allah and Rasuluh, if you love Allah and you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be an honest and ask yourself, do I have the manner? Do I have the basic manner as a Muslim? Do I have the right tongue and conduct? Is people attracted to me? What legacy I leave? What manner people remember me with? And remember, what I'm telling you is true. You can die. Your manner will never die. You can die. And your conduct will never die, because it will be written to you or against you. It's not the time to argue. It's not the time to play game. We have to be the people of truth. You want the power? From Allah. You want manner? From Allah. You want dignity? From Allah. You want elevation? From Allah. You want respect? From Allah. Only Allah can give it. If you do not get it, ask yourself why. And don't blame nobody except yourself. You are the ultimate and biggest criminal in earth. Each one of us, individual and collective. Because we're supposed to worry about Islam and the banner of Islam and the level of Islam. And each one of us responsible. And I have to end it with one verse in Quran. I love it so much. And I will say it to you and each one of us responsible. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فستذكرون ما أقول لكم وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. You will remember what I said. فستذكرون ما أقول لكم. You will remember what I'm saying. Not now. In a grave. In a day of judgment. وأفوض أمري إلى الله. Allah is my sufficient. My Lord, the one who calculates everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah is all vision of all his affair, of his all his servant. Islam is our responsibility. We cannot claim about other what they do. We have to see what we do. Today, we claim, oh, why are you doing? Why are you doing? And we forget what we're doing. What me doing is a responsibility, is an amana. This deen is amana. Shahadat la ilaha illallah is amana. Each one of us responsible. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wake up. It's a responsibility. Either we carry the amana or we betray the amana. And in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I bear witness to Allah, the majority of us, the major majority, betrayed the amana, betrayed the gift Allah give us. And all of us responsible. Young and old, rich and poor, learn it and not learn it. According to what we're doing, and what we accomplish, and what we give to other. Argue the way you like, complain the way you like, chat and form. But ask yourself, is me responsible? Is me carrying the message with the right manner and conduct? Is me carrying the right conduct? This deen full of responsibility is an amana, is a trust. Will be questioned about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory against ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory against our shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory against whom? Against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us with a good manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with a humble and humility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from arrogant and bad manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who love. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who fill their ears with the goodness in this life and hereafter. And may Allah protect us from those who hear bad things about themselves in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the right role model to Muslim and non-Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us truthfulness people, people with ikhlas, people with crown in our manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the cause of people guided to Islam, not people running away from Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ending with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ghafir warham wa tajawaz amma ta'alam innaka anta al-a'azzu al-akram. Allahumma jammilna bihusn al-khuluq. Allahumma jammilna bihusn al-khuluq wal-ikhlas wal-sidq wal-afw wal-maghfira wal-karam. اللهم جملنا يا ربي بالقربة إليك وبالصدق في الرسالة معك يا ربي وبحمل الأمانة يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.